You're listening to Archer Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike from Squamish, British Columbia, Canada.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. You listen to my show?
Yeah, I do.
So, hi, Mike. How are you?
Not bad.
Very good.
Yeah.
And you're from British Columbia, that's right. I'm trying to remember, because you've sent me a couple emails, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Now, how do I get you to show up on my Skype thing?
You can add me. My Skype handle is Mr. Mike 1972.
Okay. Mr. Mike 1972.
That's all one word.
Right. Actually, I think it's showing up underneath your name up there. There you are.
There cool. I am.
So how are you?
I'm doing well.
Very good. Hey, you mind if I record this call?
I have no. Go ahead.
We can talk about stuff. It's recording, so I might have to use this for a show if it turns out well.
Hey.
So how long have you been listening to Archer Radio?
I've been listening for a while now. Probably, I don't know, a month?
Cool.
How long have you been doing this?
You're new to this? New to what? Skyping or to podcasting?
New to both, actually.
Cool.
So I heard about Skype on a podcast, so I downloaded it and tried it out.
That's actually probably how I heard about it, too.
Yeah, this is probably like the second phone call I've made.
Really?
Really.
Well, you want to know something? This is my third.
There you go.
I can't believe it's working so well, too.
Yeah, I know. It's neat to be able to talk to people anywhere.
I think it's really wild, and considering that you're in British Columbia, right?
That's right.
Yeah, in Canada. It's amazing. I'm down here in Virginia, right outside of D.C. So are you single?
Yes, I'm single.
You are single, and since you were born in 1972, that makes you 33?
I'll be 33 this year. I'm 32 right now.
32. Still so young.
Now,
are you a Canadian by birth, or are you? Did you relocate to Canada?
I was born, actually, in Harare, Zimbabwe.
Really?
But both my parents are Canadian, so I'm fully Canadian citizen.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you been in other parts of the world?
I spent some time in Australia. I had a lot of fun down there. And other than that, I haven't really traveled a whole lot.
But even so, born in Zimbabwe and now live in Canada? Considering, I think of myself, because I never go anywhere. I have never been out of the country, well, except for when I was born. I was born in France, but moved here when I was like 9 months old, and I've lived here ever since. And I don't travel that much, so considering that, you're pretty well traveled.
So yeah, it's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's fun to travel around. Did it when I was 23, or 24, I guess. And took the plane flight all across the world and ended up in Melbourne, Australia. Spent 3 months down there.
Oh my gosh, 3 months?
Yeah.
Was it a vacation, or did you just...
Well, I got a work visa to go down there, but couldn't find work when I was down there. Wasn't actually looking for work. But, you know, 3 months, what more can you ask for?
That's true. God, that would be one hell of a vacation.
Yeah.
Even though you were supposed to be working. So what do you do now?
Now I work at a hotel. I'm a night auditor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I suppose with any job, it has its ups and downs.
True.
Get a lot of time to myself.
Is that when you listen to your podcasts?
Yeah, I'll put that on the computer at work and listen to various shows.
Do you use headphones?
No, I really don't get bothered that much by people when I'm working, so
I was going to say, 'cause
whatever.
Probably some of the podcasts you listen to have those curse words in them.
Yeah.
so you got
to
kind of
turn down the volume when I listen to Fox in the City.
Yeah, definitely, especially with like his abortion cast and the Hanger Sisters and all that.
Exactly.
How many podcasts do you listen to?
Probably about up to 10 now.
That's about how many I listen to.
Yeah.
And do you have like a handful of favorites?
Yeah, Feast of Fools, Lucky Bitch Radio,
yep.
A Gay in the Life, Archer Radio, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Eat This Hot Show, Fox in the City. That's all. Oh, and Urban Family Night. I like them.
All the big ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast?
I've thought about it, but I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think that I've found one that's done from anybody in Canada. Do you know of any? Any Queercast?
Actually, no. Don't know of any.
Well, there you go. You could be the first Canadian Queercast.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm assuming that you're gay. Are you gay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Okay. I didn't even ask you that. So then why are you single?
Oh, I know. It's hard to meet people when you're at work nights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Not really looking for anybody right now anyway, so.
Really? You're just enjoying being single?
Actually, yeah, I am. I have my own place. It's all good.
Very good. Do you hook up on the internet?
Yeah, I'll chat to different guys on gay.com or wherever.
Uh-huh. And do you guys get together?
Once in a while, of course, as you do.
Yes. Lucky you.
Another advantage to being single.
Yes. Very much so. Although I'm not single, you know, I've got my boyfriend. Now, there's no picture attached to your profile on Skype, so I have no idea what you look like. Did you send me a picture?
I don't think I have.
Okay.
I can give you my website address.
You have a website?
All right.
Let's see if I can find it.
Let's see. It's www3.
Oh, www3.
Dot Telus.
T-E-L-E-S?
U-S.
U-S. Tell us. Okay.
Yeah. Dot net.
Okay.
Slash and the little squiggly line.
Oh, the, what is that thing called?
I can't remember.
Tilde.
Yeah, right next to the one on the keyboard.
Right.
And then Mr. Mike 72.
Of course, now, you know, this will be on the show, so people are going to be going to your website. Is that cool?
Oh, sure.
Let's see what comes up here. It says, oops, 404 error. Is there a period, Mr.?
No, it should just be Mr. Mike 72.
Oh, I put 1972.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Ah, oh, there you are. What's that shirt you're wearing? AF? Is that Abercrombie & Fitch?
No, absolutely fabulous.
Oh. Absolutely fabulous. Welcome, Benvenue. Are you French?
My mom is French, but I can't speak much. Just a few words. Yes, no.
I can't speak any French, and I was born in France. Now, let's see. About me... There you are. Photos. I love the photos.
Yeah.
Now, who are these guys at the top? AJ Carson. Oh, portraits you've done. Oh, are you a photographer?
I'm amateur. Very much amateur. I just do it for fun.
Oh, that guy's cute. Carson?
Yeah.
Have you dated any of these guys?
Cam one sort of saw a bit. Not really date.
Uh-huh. Very cool. So have you had a boyfriend before?
Not really, just, I wouldn't say, like, committed boyfriend, exclusive relationship. No, not really. But you see some guys from time to time.
Yes, definitely. Now, if my listeners were, I'm sure they're going to be interested, what kind of man would you be interested in?
I don't think I really have a type, per se. I think person is a lot more interesting than a particular type.
Well, but surely you have, like, an age range, because you're 33. You probably wouldn't want to date someone who's 23, would you?
No, not especially. Someone around my age.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And preferably someone who lives in British Columbia, probably near you.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be okay.
So here's a question for you. How did you find my podcast?
I think somebody mentioned it on one of theirs. I started listening out to Wanda Wisdom first off on Lucky Bitch Radio, and I think she mentioned it.
Oh, I must not have heard that one, because I don't think she's ever talked about me. That's nice, though. I'm glad you found me that way. So what possessed you to give me a little call on Skype?
I just wanted to try it out.
Oh. Well, who else did you talk to? Because you said this is like your second call?
Well, I signed into the Skype thing and set it to Skype me, and I got calls from, like, people in, like, Venezuela and someone from Mexico, I think.
How did they find you, though? Because I've done that. Okay, I was saying, how did you do that? Because when I put myself on Skype me, and I can sit here for, like, a half an hour and no one will call me or anything, and then I give up and log off.
Yeah, I don't know. They just seem to find me.
Well, how did you find me? Did you do a search for Archer Radio, or?
I heard you were on Skype, so I tried Archer, and it came up.
Oh.
Okay. From DC, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Very cool. So did you want to ask me anything? You can become the interviewer.
Wasn't really thinking of asking anything.
Just chit-chat, right?
Just chit-chat, yeah.
Okay, well, so are you a top or a bottom? Sorry.
Since we're going there, I prefer to top, but I will bottom too.
Oh, so. My. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's be versatile.
Yes. I am versatile as well, as you probably heard on my show. But. So, why do you like listening to Archer Radio?
I think I define myself as, you know, an ordinary guy, too, so I can relate.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that. Because, you know, I actually was just telling Mike Hipp on the interview that I consider myself extremely boring. Like, if you listen to today's show, oh my God, it was so boring. I was so tired this morning when I was recording it. Did you hear today's show?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, okay, well, be ready to be bored, because it was just, it was numbing. So if you did start your own podcast, what would you talk about?
I don't know. It's not really a whole lot going on in my life right now. Just work, eat, sleep, and, you know, carry on.
And jerk off.
Basically, yeah.
That basically sounds like my life, although I'm off in the summertime, so I've got like 3 more weeks of freedom until I have to get back to work. So, but, and actually, I don't jerk off too much because I have the boyfriend. So, although if you think about it,
got to take care of him,
right? And if you think about it, you really don't. You actually end up jerking off at the end anyway. You can do all kinds of stuff, and then really it just comes down to jerking off.
Yeah.
Well, I guess unless you're fucking. I'm probably taking this into an area I shouldn't take it.
It's all good. Yeah. Ask whatever you want.
Ask whatever I want. Okay, well, how big are you?
7 inches.
Cut. Oh, my. Thick or thin?
I'd say about average.
Okay. Cut or uncut?
Other guys I've seen. Cut.
Cut, very good. Boxers or briefs?
I prefer the square cut briefs, sort of boxer style, but still tight.
Yes, definitely. That's the same thing. I like those too. Do you drink?
No.
No.
Okay. Socially, like, have a little bit.
Because I was going to ask, what's your favorite drink? Are you a beer drinker, wine drinker, alcohol, whatever?
If I go out and I'm having drinks with friends, I'll have, like, either a Crantini or...
Wait a minute, what's a Crantini? Oh, wait a minute, is that a cranberry martini?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Never heard of that before.
They go down real easy.
Oh, really? They go down real easy and they make you really easy?
It's all good.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be. Have you ever picked up a guy at a bar?
Yeah, I've done that.
Now, why don't you tell us the story of you picking up a guy in a bar? What'd you do?
Well, it's been a while, but there was one night I was down in Vancouver at the gay bar there, and really was just checking out this one guy. He was checking out me. We were both there for just like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I said hi, and he said, "Do you want to go home?"
Said, oh my God! He didn't even like.
What was that?
That's too easy. Oh my! So obviously, he lived in Vancouver, and he had a place to take you.
That's right.
Now, during that little,
so don't overthink it. Yeah,
don't overthink
my
it.
Advice to guys: yeah, okay. If you want to, just ask.
All right. So then, when he took you home, were that night, were you a bottom or a top?
We were versatile. We were both versatile.
Oh, you do me and I'll do you.
Yeah.
That's always fun. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of gay friends up there?
I've got a few, yeah. I've joined like a gay potluck club here in my town.
What's that? Explain it. Explain to us what that is.
It's just a bunch of guys that get together, and girls, too.
Oh, lesbians?
Yes.
I need some lesbian friends. I don't have any lesbian friends.
Yeah. We all make, like, some sort of dish, casserole or pizza or sandwiches or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We bring it to some place, somebody's home, whoever's hosting, and just have dinner together.
Oh, that sounds fun. How many people are in that?
Last time we had like 17 people.
So oh my gosh.
Like a big dinner, yeah.
That sounds great. And now, that might be a good way to meet people.
Yeah. I mean,
have you met anybody that you're interested in that group?
No.
No.
I'm probably like one of the youngest guys in the group.
Oh. That can be a problem because all older guys want younger guys. So... Excuse me, you might get, you know, hit on a lot by those older guys.
That doesn't bother me.
Oh, that doesn't bother you. You like an older man?
I have liked older men.
Like how much older?
Well, when I first started coming out, I was 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I dated a guy who said he was 38. But I saw his driver's license and he was actually 48.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's 25 years?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I have been.
Unless you really enjoyed him.
No, he was very nice to me.
Was he a sugar daddy?
No. I can never ask anything from him. We just spent time together.
Oh. Well, that's fun. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Actually spent about 8 months with him.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Now, you said that you enjoyed being single right now, but Do you eventually hope to find a partner to be with?
I think everybody wants that.
Yeah,
eventually, I wouldn't mind hooking up. Find somebody nice who wants to stick around for a while.
It's hard to do, believe me.
Yeah.
Now, do you hear Peter on my show? Have you listened to enough about Peter?
Your faithful listener, Peter?
Yes, my faithful listener, Peter. Because he actually, you two sound very much alike, except he is much younger. He's like 21. But it sounds like you guys might like the same kind of guy.
Yeah, it could be.
In terms of, because it sounds like you enjoy a more mature man. And I don't mean just in age, but mature in terms of personality, education, things like that.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So tell me what you do in your spare time, besides listen to podcasts.
I'll hang out with my friends, go over, watch movies, have dinner, just do whatever we want.
Now, do you have a favorite genre of movies?
I guess comedies, satirical comedies.
Oh, give us some titles that you like.
Like I was just talking to somebody yesterday about the movie Road Trip. So that's one of my favorites.
Road Trip. Now that has, is that the one with Johnny Knoxville?
I'm not sure what the actors' names are.
Okay. But I think I know I know that genre of movies. What do you like about them?
Just all the crazy shit that they get into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I remember that movie correctly, they go through a series of unfortunate events trying to get the kid to college or something like that.
Well, it started off the guy made a videotape of himself with another girl and accidentally sent this videotape to his current girlfriend.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's not the movie I'm thinking of.
So they have to go on a road trip to retrieve that videotape before the girlfriend sees it.
And you don't know who any of the celebrities are in the movie?
Like, I know their faces, but I can't think of the names.
Because I'm seeing faces, too, and I can't think of names either. I'm wondering if it's the same movie. Now, do you watch a lot of television?
Not much lately, but I have. I like Queer as Folk and 6 Feet Under.
Which both just ended.
Yeah.
Well, I think there might be one more episode of 6 Feet Under, but Queer as Folk just ended.
Yeah. So, we'll have to see what comes up to replace them.
God, I hope something good.
Yeah.
What's television like in Canada? Is it pretty much the same stations you'd get in America?
I think pretty much the same. There might be like a few different cable channels, but the major networks are all up here, ABC, NBC.
But at the same time, do you also have Canadian stations?
Yeah, there's the CBC and some other ones.
Okay. Obviously, you don't watch them as much.
Yeah.
Now, can you receive... I'm so stupid about Canada. Can you get... Is it cable, or is it satellite, or is it antenna, or what? You know, what's a service?
I think cable is the most popular up here, but satellite's making a big ding into that market.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all anything you want, practically, on satellite.
Cool. And you obviously have... high-speed internet connection to be able to do this.
Yep.
Yeah. Very cool.
I have that through my phone company.
Through the phone company? I have it through my cable company.
Yeah. I had it through my cable company before, but I had lots of problems with their modem connecting with my Mac, so...
Ah, you're screwed. A Mac guy.
Yes.
What kind of Mac do you have?
I just got a 1.4 megahertz Mac Mini.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did you get, like, the Apple monitor and Apple keyboard and all that, or did you use other stuff you already had?
I bought a 17-inch ViewSonic LCD monitor.
Cool.
And just a plain Logitech keyboard.
Very cool. That's a nice investment to make. Do you like the Mini so far?
Oh, I love the Mini.
And are you running 10.4.2?
Yep.
Very cool. God, I'm so glad to hear a Mac person. You know how much I love my Macs. So.
Yeah. I've got the Super Drive on it, so I can burn DVDs and do all that kind of fun stuff.
That's a brand new one then, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the... did it come with 512 RAM?
No, I upgraded to 512 RAM.
Ah, okay, cool.
But the new ones shipping out now all come with 512.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. So have you burned any DVDs?
Oh yeah, lots of DVDs so far.
Of what?
Lots of porn I've downloaded off the internet.
You sound like my friend David. Now, what kind of porn do you like?
Again, I like a whole bunch of stuff.
Basic porn, or do you like fetish porn, leather porn, you know, daddy bear sex porn? I don't know.
Not so much. I guess more of the normal porn.
Okay.
Sort of leaning towards the Twinkies.
Ah, okay. Your basic gay porn.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, this has been going on for about 27 minutes or so. More than 25 minutes, I know that. And I usually keep my shows about 30, so I think we should wrap this up. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Cool. All right. Well, Michael from British Columbia, thank you so much for being on my show.
Well, thank you for having me.
And if I get this all edited and done, I should have this up on Wednesday's show. And I'll put a link to your website in the show notes. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's good.
Very cool. And if you want to send me a picture that I can turn into a little graphic that shows up when you download it from iTunes, I can certainly do that.
All right.
If you care to.
I've got your email.
Cool. Very good. Well, do you have any final words for the listeners?
If you haven't already seen the British sitcom Absolutely Fabulous, go out to your video store and rent them right now.
Very
it's
good.
It's a must-see.
I agree. I watched it when it was all on Comedy Central here, so I agree. And you know who else really likes that is Mr. Poos.
Oh, okay.
Do you listen to Mr. Poos?
I haven't heard any of his shows yet. I should
do that one tonight. If you like, you know, plain old boring me, then you should listen to Mr. Poos, because he's pretty plain old boring, too. I shouldn't say that, because I love his show. Anyway, all right, Michael. Well, thank you so much for letting me record our call and for being on the show, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.